Many of you have written us with stories about your parents and their music for our series Mom and Dad's Record Collection. Today, we're going to hear from father and son Paul and Darren Walsko, who join me from New York. Paul and Darren, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
And let's start, Darren, by queuing up the song that you steered us to. It starts with an airplane. Here it comes. So, Darren, back in the USSR from the Beatles' White Album, came out
That's
in 1968. Where were you listening to this?
I was, maybe about 1985 or so, and I'm staring at a picture of myself right now in a cape that my mom made for me. I had this little blue record player, and I used to play all these records all the time, and I would just sit and play them and play them and play them. Well, the brave girls really knocked me out. And this is one of the ones that I played and played and played and played and played, actually to the point where I destroyed the album. And I shredded this album to pieces. And when I hear the jet engine, it really does bring me back to that point when I was a little kid in my room playing these records. And it was my dad's copy of the White Album.
Let's bring your dad, Paul Walsko, into the conversation. Where'd you get the album? Do you remember when you first bought it?
Well, yes, I do, but I guess you have to understand how it came to be in my house.
Yeah.
I went into the Army in 66, and I was out in 1969, a couple of months after the White Album first came out. And then when I got out, I found out that the whole country had changed. Huh. It wasn't the same America that was there when I went in. And now things were different. And the big FM stations were blaring the same thing every day, and it became a pain in the ear. So I started buying up albums. I picked up the Beatles' White Album. And to be honest, I didn't even like the Beatles.
You didn't like the Beatles?
I liked certain songs, but like every album you buy, you know, there's some good stuff to some stuff that you're not crazy about. I played the White Album. You know, you listen to it a few times, but I wasn't the type of person to listen to an album endlessly.
I was.
So, Darren, that's where you come in. Back in the U.S., back in the
U.S., back in the USSR. You know, the importance of music in my life is really because of the guy sitting across the way from me. And the fact that he let me destroy a numbered copy of this White Album, there was a number of them pressed in an original pressing. You know, when I found out later that I had, you know, overplayed one of these, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, this, you know, you could have put me through college with this thing.
Well, I can add a little bit there.
Yeah, Paul?
I was still into the phase where I was very protective of my record collection. At that time, it was maybe 500-600 vinyl albums. And I'd take them out of the sleeve, and I'd have this flannel thing that took the dust off the album, and I sprayed the flannel block, and I moved it around mm-hmm. and put it on. But of course, you know, there was the fact that I was working two jobs, and frankly, I got tired. So I figured, hey, look, what good is a souvenir? You know, it's like a little bit of feng shui. If it's not essential, useful, or beautiful, what good is keeping it?
Mm.
So I thought to myself, self, let him play with the albums. And he did. Let me hear your bell like it's ringing
out. Come and keep your comrade warm. Darren, were there other songs on this album that you remember just loving?
I remember the transition between back in the USSR to I think it went to Dear Prudence next. I probably didn't understand it at 9 years old, but I can remember the emotional change. You know, oh, here comes Dear Prudence. You know, I get that now, but I didn't get it then. You know, they had a vision in mind to take you from point A to point B, and I think I was aware of that in some way when I was a kid. Dear Prudence.
Paul, do you remember realizing that your son, that Darren was listening to this one album, this double album,
over and over? Of course, because it drove me nuts. Meet the brand new day.
There was always music on, and you know, that's kind of why I think we're here, is that music was really important, and you know, material possessions change, but music as this bond is always going to be between my father and I, and the whole car ride up here, what did we talk about? We talked about music, and we talked about albums, and we talked about the, you know, the CDs that you know, he gave me to listen to last week. So it's definitely, you know, 30-plus years later, we're still going strong.
Well, Darren and Paul Wolsko, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
That's listener Darren Wolsko and his father, Paul. And they're now raising a third generation of Beatles fans, Darren's 9-year-old son and his new baby boy. Listen to the White Album on the iPod.